Earlier this week, Governor Wolf mandated all bars and restaurants shut down their dine-in facilities and switch to takeout only. And he urged all non-essential businesses to close.
I had hoped for voluntary compliance so our public safety officials could focus on assisting with the crisis. Unfortunately, we have not seen full compliance.
That's Wolf speaking yesterday evening when he ordered all, quote, non-life-sustaining businesses in the state close their physical locations a few hours later.
We have no time to lose. With every minute that passes, more Pennsylvanians come into contact with the COVID-19 virus. The spread of COVID-19 is increasing at an exponential pace. We cannot allow this virus to overwhelm our hospitals.
So what is a life-sustaining business? The governor put out a 5-page spreadsheet labeling what can continue to operate: hospitals and grocery stores. Also, hardware stores, farms, news outlets, the post office, and most transportation services are clear to keep operating. Dry cleaners, clothing stores, real estate offices, and car dealers will have to close their doors. Manufacturing gets tricky. Cement and plastic companies are clear. Glass and clay, closed, as are most textile mills and apparel manufacturing. Wolf encouraged many businesses to go online indefinitely.
I have heard from business owners and workers that they are worried about the financial repercussions of a closure. I'm aware of that, and my administration is already working every channel to find ways to support businesses and workers.
One of the resources Wolf is touting is low-interest loans for small businesses and nonprofits, with rates around 3-4%. Wolf says he will begin enforcement of his order Saturday at midnight, and he's directed state agencies like the Liquor Control Board, Departments of Health and Ag, and the state police to impose it. Tyler Pratt, WLVR News.